Brazil's presidential contest is headed to a runoff. Former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva won the first round, but he didn't get the 50% plus one vote needed to avoid a second round. He'll face the incumbent Jair Bolsonaro on October 30th.
I know everyone wanted us to win the first round, but in my life, a belief that drives me and motivates me is that nothing happens by chance. And during this whole campaign, with the polling, I always thought we were going to win these elections. And we are going to win these elections. And this is for us just a pause. Things are not good, and we need to recover this country and its image on the international stage.
Well, speaking after results were announced, incumbent President Jair Bolsonaro acknowledged that Brazilians are struggling with the state of the economy. But he said that turning to a leftist candidate like Lula is not the answer.
What worries me is Brazil losing its freedom and Brazil moving to the left, like Venezuela, Argentina, Colombia and Chile. That's my concern. The first victim in these cases is the freedom of the people. In going backwards, we've nothing to gain and everything to lose.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his forces have retaken two areas in the Kherson region as a counter-offensive continues in the east. The capture of Lyman is seen as a key development in recent fighting. The towns in the occupied region of Donetsk, which Moscow declared as part of Russia on Friday. Funerals have been held in the Indonesian city of Malang after a stadium stampede killed 125 people on Saturday. The Arema Football Club's president has apologized for the incident and says he's ready to take full responsibility for what happened. Yemen's warring sides have failed to reach an agreement to extend a nationwide ceasefire. The truce was broken by the United Nations in April and has been renewed twice. The lull in fighting has been the longest in the eight-year war. Both sides blame each other for allowing the deal to expire.
This week on The Take, we speak to Russians fleeing Vladimir Putin's military draft and take a look at what this means for Russia's war in Ukraine. Find The Take wherever you get your podcasts.